guys, welcome back to my podcast. Today I'm gonna be having a really fun conversation with a group of people. They're my friends, and we all go to school together. Some of them are graduates, and I'm gonna like make them say it and what they graduated. Yes, you guys are gonna say. But today's gonna be really fun. Y'all can laugh, please. It's gonna be fun. We're gonna have different segments and different topics, some that you guys might probably relate to, but I'm just gonna leave the podium or whatever now for them to introduce themselves. I'm done talking. Okay, so you guys start introducing yourselves. I don't know how you want to start, but okay, we'll go this way. Is this clockwise? Anti-clockwise. Okay. Yeah, your name, whatever information you can give the audience, and then yeah.
Hey everyone, my name is Goodness Israel. Also known as Goodie Bag.
Goodie Bag.
My name is Emmanuel Ezenwang. I'm from Lagos, Nigeria. I'm a recent graduate. I studied electrical and electronics engineering technology with a minor in computer science. And yeah, I recently just got a job as a control software.
No, I said anything, give everything, whatever I can give, but yeah.
Hi guys, this is Sarah, the queen. Well, I'm from the Ivory Coast, and I just graduated like yesterday with a degree in chemistry, and yeah, I don't know what's going to happen next.
Maybe it's small tea, no, degree in chemistry.
Tell you, man.
It's not easy.
My name is Sachi from Nigeria as well. I'm a recent grad and I got a degree in economics.
Cool. Yes.
My name is Nelson. I have 2 bachelor's degrees.
Oh my god.
Are you magic? Are you
Yeah, well, one is in psychology and the other one is in sociology. I'm currently enrolled in a graduate master's program for industrial organizational psychology. I work as a human resource specialist for about 6 years now. I'm hanging out here with my friends, so this should be fun.
Yes, it's gonna be fun. It has to be fun.
Hi guys, my name is Naomi. I'm from Nigeria too. I recently just graduated with a degree in computer science, and I'm going to pursue a master's in computer security. So
nice. Mad. All right, well, thank you guys for the introduction. You guys met my guest, and I just hope you guys have fun with this while we, you know, share with you guys and like just have fun. And yeah, so I'm gonna start the questions now. I don't know which one to start with, but let's see, because we have pretty much like a lot. So this one is gonna be like one of the controversial topics. So you guys just say whatever, say what you think. So do men gossip more than women? What do you guys think?
You're just gonna start like that.
Yeah.
It's gonna throw in the ring.
I honestly think it depends on the person.
What do you mean by
it's not by gender or by
The question is men.
Do men gossip more than women?
Yeah, I feel like that's my opinion.
Really?
I don't think it's based on your gender. People gossip more than others. It's not about your gender.
There's some people.
My take would be women gossip more than guys. But I feel like
both genders gossip.
Yes.
But just that, like, with men, I think
I think that because like I think
well, she didn't answer the question. They said who would gossip more.
I said both.
And but wait, how both gossip more? It's either one or the other. They're not both.
So, yeah, he was saying exactly what I'm saying. I just said, yeah, you guys said that's
true. I mean, that's true.
That's true.
You
have
to
decide
now.
I don't think there's a... Boys, you'll be surprised how many.
How many can gossip?
Like, oh, no, this the question should be: do men gossip? Yes.
No. This.
No, we know that.
We
already.
Know already.
Yes, no, I think this is it, right? I think women gossip more just because, right? When men have their discussion, right? It's not going to be categorized as gossip. It's more or less categorized as
seeking information.
You know, seeking information or updates.
That's the problem, understand? Because it's
exactly.
Gossiping.
Seeking,
No,
this is it, right? Picture this, right? So if two girls, this is how gossip starts between two girls, right? Someone is sitting down, another girl is sitting down, and they're just like,
nothing is asked. They just say, hey, this boy is now dating this girl.
Did you know that?
Nothing is being asked.
But in a guy situation, you know, there's an inquiry, okay?
Inquiry.
Yeah, more phenomenal. There's always an inquiry.
Nobody just comes out and is like, hey, so.
You can't even talk.
This is not a justification, but I just explaining to you.
Explain
how it's how.
We're not denying that we gossip.
Okay,
we're
so wait, you okay? Different. You guys are saying that okay, we just start conversations and be like, okay, so this Chiamaka was said. Let me switch. You guys, what do you think in terms of like guys actually gossiping about actually girls though? Because if you want to say girls gossiping about guys, man,
You know what's crazy, right?
Guys don't really, really gossip about girls. No, you'll be shocked. Because this is what happened. The only time we talk about girls, right, is if someone is being asked a question. It's only if someone is like, hey.
That's not true.
Hey, Uncle Nello.
Look, unless someone makes an inquiry, right? It's not brought up. Like now, two guys
look
might
at
be
the
sitting
two
down.
Two guys there, they're not talking because
someone's not talking. No, listen. Two guys might be sitting down, right? Two guys might be sitting down, and a girl walks by, right? Mm-hmm. And the only thing they might say to themselves is like, "Oh, damn, she got a." That's it, mm-hmm. And they are moving on.
No,
that's not gossip. Do you understand? So the only time we really discuss about girls, like, in details, is if someone is asking a question that, okay, hey, do you know this babe? Or what's going on? Like, hey.
So it always comes from question.
Yeah, it always comes from question.
Wait,
so
what I tend to say.
No.
She tends to disagree.
Listen, like, in my opinion, I feel like it depends on the relationship you have with that guy or with that girl. For example, now, if I don't know Esther, I'm not going to be telling her, oh, there's something, that kind of thing.
No, but there are people that
but if we're already friends.
I'm saying
that it's only by, like, inquiry. Like, if a fellow guy has a question.
But if it's your friend.
But what if it's your friend? Like,
you guys, your friend.
So you don't say, Charlie, this is girl I like, just like that.
Just that's saying something. That could be question.
Guys, can I say something?
Or even about the question is.
Like a mic. So we're going to talk.
Oh, yeah, talk.
Okay, so personally, my own opinion is that both genders they gossip, and like Nelson said, it's just done differently in different ways, different form, but it's at the end of the day, it's still kind of the same thing when you're talking about somebody that's not there or present, or but it, to the degree is that why I would say girls do it more than guys is that girls can take something like that way out of context and just talk about somebody that there's nothing that's going on with that person, or somebody's has nothing to do with this person. We just say something about it. But for guys, it's like it's more like in the moment, like, oh, maybe the guy is seeking an information about maybe the girl or the person or whoever is being gossiped about, and like, yeah. But it's still, at the end of the day, it's nothing. It's still, if you boil down to it, it's still gossip when you're talking about somebody. So yeah.
So you've not answered the question.
I said the reason why I'm leaning more to women is because they can like take
so
it out of context. Yes.
Okay. Wow. We are just like this. Just sit down.
I'm just saying, from my personal experience, I've never like met a guy that just sit down. We're just chilling.
Exactly. The most we would say is, is maybe like, okay, someone's going through Instagram or Facebook, like, man, this babe, I don't say, keep moving. That's it. Unless maybe there's a question being asked or like someone's trying to know something, we really don't like, you know, go into like, you know, more information.
Are you saying girls don't do the same? Like,
no, like we are just sitting there. Now
we just begin to talk.
No,
out of the blue.
No, okay, okay, no. I think the way you make it sound, it sounds like, you know, very rough. I'm not saying just out of the blue.
The way you make
I'm saying in female situation, it's more or less like that information is not required, is not needed, but for some reason you feel the urge to share.
Yeah.
Do you understand? No, I've been in a situation where like they didn't know I was listening because I was on my phone, you know, and she just came out of nowhere and she was talking. No, really, and I was like, and they were going for like a guy whom I know, right? But like we're not really that close, but they were just, and I was like, wait, what just happened? Like, well, like really, what just happened? Okay. But that's how most of it is, you know. So for guys, it's not like that, and so that, because based on that basis, I would say that females gossip more than guys. That's just it.
I feel like women tend to be described as being very expressive, so I can kind of see how, like, you know, maybe we're trying to express something or our opinion about something, and then we talk, and then, but at the same time, I feel like probably guys just do it codedly, but they do the same thing, probably not like you know, registering, and it's like,
oh,
but maybe
that's
just
right,
like back and forth information, but it's still gossip is
doing,
gossip is gossip.
So, Chi, what do you have to say?
You already said everything. If my information has not been spread across everybody has contributed to my financial.
Okay, let's move to the next. Let's move to the next question. It's like, it's only you that your degree is working on. Okay.
Next question.
Okay, let me not go to this one. Let's just pause. Okay, so what do you guys think about, like, so the question is like, what do women really want in a man? Like, what do you guys think that women really want? Anybody,
guys,
even the ladies,
I want to hear from the guys. Actually.
No. I think they don't know what they want.
Ah!
No, I know, I'm telling you. No,
wow,
this,
wow,
yes,
wow,
yes, yes.
I agree with that.
No,
I
really think.
I was so confused.
I really.
Are you relaxed?
The question was for women, right? What do women want? Like, I think really, like, I would say about 85% of women don't really know what they want until they get in that relationship or situationship, then they realize what they don't want.
Yeah.
Like, really though.
That can only be done through
Try and error situation. Because, like, really, you will hear that, oh, they want this, they want that, they want this, they want that. When they find somebody that has all of that, right, for some reason, it's not just working. It's not just clicking. So eventually then they realize, you know what, I guess this is what I don't want. I don't want somebody that, instead of what they want. So, I mean, no, that varies by, you know, female. But like, that's my own idea though. So moving on.
I was going to say something about this.
I agree. I want to hear from you.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what he said in terms of like, you know, you don't really know what you want until you meet somebody and then, like, they have some, like, set of qualities and you're like, okay, this is what I don't want. So a lot of times, like, you think you want something and then you date someone that has that and you're like, oh,
I don't see it that way.
Because, like, okay, there's a difference, like, obviously, you know to an extent what you want. Like, okay, if you're a Christian, you want someone who is God-fearing, you want someone who is motivated.
This, like, for, like, both genders,
blah, blah,
like,
but, like, there's much more to a person than just that.
Absolutely. But, so, I mean, I do agree with what you're saying. I feel like I can know what I want in a man, and then when I'm with him, he has it, I don't want him. But it's not because he doesn't have what I want.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not because he doesn't have what I want. It just, maybe...
Let me finish.
My point is, you can know what you want, and then when you get in the relationship, it turns out it's not enough, but that doesn't mean you don't know what you want.
That
women do know what they want. It's just when you're in the reality, you probably want something more. But you do know what you want.
Something more. Do you know what it is?
Well, you can find that, but...
No, wait.
You know what it was!
So you don't know what you
yes,
want.
You did. Wait! Let me talk to y'all. Let me educate you guys. Let me educate you guys. You're in it.
guys, you're in it.
Okay.
And then you want something else.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in it, you know the other thing that you want isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that can help you know what it is. Mm-hmm. If I'm with a man, I want a man who is God-fearing,
yeah,
who dresses cute, and then I'm with a man who has everything. He has all of that. And I'm like, I don't want to be with this man.
Wait, okay, let me tell you something.
But you can still know.
Let me tell you something you said. You said you be in a relationship and then you have some things that you want, but yeah, it's just not enough, and you want something extra,
yeah,
that you don't know. Those are your
words. Well, in some cases,
see, where I would agree with Sarah is that sometimes you may want a particular guy that has all the qualities, right? But now the problem is not the fact that, okay, he doesn't want or he doesn't have what you want. For me personally, I feel like it may be like the vibe. Like, you may have like six guys that, okay, God-fearing, like all those core values are there,
mm-hmm,
but that vibe isn't there. So you just say like, oh, at that point, I don't know what I want. Is that what you're insinuating?
No, really, though. Yes, because at that point, right,
you don't know what you want.
Because previously, you had thought you knew what you wanted, yes, and went for this guy. Yes. But then you realize that vibe is actually something that's very important to you. And you don't have that
vibe.
You cannot
always fully know someone's vibe until you're dating them.
Bro, pass me the mic.
But the main things you do know that. Yes.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Can I talk now?
Talk.
So as I was saying, like, I agree with Nelson, I agree with Sochi. It's like before you get into the relationship, I don't know, because of media or whatever has influenced you, Shasha, you think you want, okay, a tall guy, God-fearing guy, good-looking, everything. You think you want all those things. You think that, just a guy having all those things is going to make the, you know, relationship, you know, work, whatever. You get into a relationship and then you start seeing other things that might not, you know, appeal to you. And some other things that you might even like, surprisingly, all that kind of stuff. So it's just like, if what it boils down to is that you really don't know what you want exactly, but you know a few things that you want. You don't know everything that you want. Only when you know what you want.
Nobody ever knows everything that they want. Mm-hmm. You have to say know what you want.
But okay, there's a difference between knowing what you want and knowing what you deserve.
That's a whole different question.
No. No. Think about it. It's time to judge. Things down. Be a Joffa. Take things away. I don't. What you guys think? Eh? Think about it. Just think about it. That's.
He said something very important. He said, he mentioned something about the media. My opinion is that what women want is love and affection. That's all they want. The problem is they don't know what love and affection is to them.
Yay.
They don't know what kind of love and affection they
want.
This boy has earned his degree. He has earned his degree.
And then they see things on the media, like he said, that give them a perception of what another person wants, but not what you want.
He's just shallow people.
All of them are shallow.
That's not all of us.
Okay, that's your business. Anyway,
that's not all of the queens.
Anyway, that's what I.
But
I just
you
think,
guys actually even know what you want in your.
I know what I want in my relationship.
Do you though?
Yes.
All of you men here.
Is that a question? Is that a question?
I don't know why we're even attacking women. It goes both ways.
Yes, I think we were shooting.
I mean, the question was, I'm sure the other questions are men.
Yeah, like, bro, like, we don't know everything.
But I think women can know what they want.
Yeah.
Of course, women can know what. It's not everybody that's a dumbass.
Okay, so the question of knowing what you want, right? It's an issue that affects both guys and girls. So, like, 90% of the time, people never really take time to know themselves, understand themselves,
right,
pursue their dreams, pursue their goal, and so they eventually don't really know themselves to know what they want.
Yes.
However,
psychology. Dr. Nell.
Double degree.
Yes. Psychology and sociology. Yes.
So,
what?
expected.
No, but like, you know, eventually, right, over time, after, you know, that growth has occurred, both for male and female, then people start understanding when they know themselves, you know, when they understand themselves, then they know what they want from other people.
So you
at the point in time, yes, you will actually know what you want.
The problem is that people think not knowing what you want is always a bad thing.
Yes.
Like, that's where the stigma comes from. Like,
if you don't know what you're doing next, it's okay, it's alright to not know your next move.
No,
don't come and ask you, like, hey, guy, you're graduating, what's next? What's
next? Oh my god. Okay, so you guys, this was a really, really good conversation. I like the fact that, like, everyone shared something about this. Okay, so I'm going to go to the fun ones, eh? So this one is... This one is the controversial one. It's still fun, but this one is like... Yes! Well, you guys... But I want to ask... No. No. But I want to quickly ask, like, some of these ones. This one's like something that will, like, trigger your thinking and ask. Okay, so what's the first one? Okay, so this one is, what kind of dates do you guys consider to be romantic?
Dates?
Yes.
You're asking the wrong question.
Yay.
No, okay, so no, that question, right, is not fair. Because
It's about
I'm hating my life.
That's not a fair question though, because like, what's romantic, right? Mm-hmm. Vary from person to person. So you cannot say that, like, this is what, you know, ideal romantic.
No. We're not saying it for you personally. Everybody's just like, what do you consider to be a romantic? Not for everyone. Okay. Of course, it's not gonna be general.
You don't understand.
The queen, are you coming for me?
who was masking?
Corona period.
What manner of randomness?
Not worried.
Okay, so let's get to it. I guess I did not understand.
I'm very worried.
So.
Yeah, but it was
good that you threw more like
exactly. It was a general question, but everyone was supposed to answer it. Whoever that wants to start.
So let's start with goodness.
To you, what do you consider romantic? Date.
So okay, actually, when I did the what's it called, the love test thing, let me explain. Love language, exactly. Apparently, physical touch was like, did not even exist
for you.
Like, it was like the last. It was more of like, listen, it was more of like quality time, you know, acts of service, this kind of like thing. So I feel like for me. What do you even say?
You like to be a servant.
I'm not a servant. So like, for me personally, I feel like I don't even need you to like do too much, in the sense that I just, if your attention is there with me, like, okay, we're having a conversation, like, you are fully there, not like, okay, you are texting or you are trying to multitask, like, I'm your multitask, you know, like,
okay,
look at my eyes, look at my nose, look at everything about me, and you just dive in the sauce.
My gosh.
So,
what?
Yeah.
So, wait, I have a question for you. So, if the person...
I'm not finished talking, Shabba.
Okay. If the person has things to do for some reason, would you rather them not spend time with you at all, or be there and then be doing that important, like maybe for work or something that he has to finish?
That's
like, would you rather the person not spend time with you at all, or be there and do the work and say,
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, like, I don't mind you telling me that you have something to do and then focus on your business.
But if it's a
that's
date.
Just me personally. But if it's like a date or like it's me time, weekend me time. You get me?
So you only be goodness in your head the other day.
Just want your me time to be your me time.
Yes. Other time can be your other time.
All what is going to occur in your me time.
Manny, answer your thought. What's
romantic dates?
I'm not a man of love.
You're a man of war.
I've always wanted to try skydiving.
Yes. Somebody's done that.
We have to go together if you want.
I want to do like indoor skydiving. It's fun. It's more safe. I mean, I'm just an thrill-seeking person. I like to go out, I like to be active. So, Even if it's like riding bicycle or whatever it is, just let us go hiking.
It's like, okay, we're going to hear yours.
Honestly, all those things is boring to me. I want to be
I know. Me, I would like to go to like like the park or like Kings Island, something like that. Have fun. That's what I would like.
That is
My friend, continue.
I'm very indoor person. We sit down, chill together, we're talking. Well, we can play, but I'm just not adventurous. Don't take me to Kings Island. I'm gonna. What is this?
What is background voice?
Let's look. Let's not interrupt you. We can make comments after.
Something. Nothing crazy. Don't take me to a fancy restaurant. I don't like to go out too much. We can go out. We can go to the park. And just something simple. My blood shouldn't be running too much. I don't want to be jiggling too much. We can play, but some. But focus on me. I like the attention. Me and you, just the two of us. Both of us. Nothing else. Your phone away. Everything else away. But I mean, I also like to make my partner happy. So I tend to appreciate like adventurous stuff, even if I don't like it, but because they like it.
If he wants to go crazy,
I will go once in a while, and I will enjoy it because I see him enjoying it.
How far are you willing to go in terms of like what you said, like making like you want to please your partner? So how far are you willing to go to like do what he wants to do? Where do you draw the line?
You cannot be jumping out of planes. You cannot be anything that is above a couple meters up the
earth.
I have a huge fear of heights, but I would try it once.
Roller coasters?
Oh god, no. Yeah,
I love.
But I would go on a roller coaster with you once.
And that's
6 months. And then that's about it.
If I can go every day, I'll go.
But I can. But my point is, I'm a very chill person. But once in a while, I will go crazy for it.
You compromise. Sochi, what do you consider to be a romantic date?
Not a man of love, too.
I'm a man of war.
Play FIFA with him.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You're talking to the wrong person about. You want to go on a date with me, the only thing I like is to play games.
Game works.
Game and busters, escape room.
That's different. Something fun.
That's what I don't do.
Restaurant or like fancy. Yeah.
No, he'll give you a lecture.
Movies.
Can you be quiet, buddy? How do you know?
Nelson.
Okay. So. For me, right?
He's a man of love.
No, for me, I I'm not really big on the place. I'm kind of big on like the personality. As long as like whatever we're doing, we're laughing, I'm good. I want to be, laughing. I want to be smiling. We could literally be in a diner eating and just, laughing with each other and making fun of, and I'm fine. Or we could, making fun of other people together. This is different, right? Because we're not gossiping about people we know. We're just making, just comments that are laughable. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, so that's really what goes for me. Like anything where I'm really like, enjoying myself, like laughing or, it doesn't really, we could literally be on the mountain. As long as we're having a good time, I'm good. Cause like, I know that one of the best dates that I've ever really had, we were washing our car. And that's literally, we went to like a car wash and was just you know, washing, you know, the two cars and, you know, and I was having fun. Like, I think that's really, you know, it doesn't really matter where I am. It's just, you know, as long as, like, I can laugh with you and you have that sense of humor, we're good.
Yes.
Naomi. So I think for me, I like what Goodness said. I like quality time. So if we're spending time together, like, I need your focus to, like, fully be on me. So if we're having a date, it doesn't really matter where we are or what we're doing as long as we're, like, focusing on each other. And also, like what Nelson said, I'm someone who likes to laugh a lot. So, like, if we're having a date, like, you have to make... Well, not that it's your responsibility, but, like, I would like for us to be laughing.
Laughing our way.
Yeah. And what else? I also like, activities where we can be competitive. Like playing games.
What the win?
So like, I like to see that side of my partner, like seeing them competitive and, you know. So that's just me.
I probably bring out the traits that you probably came into in terms of, like, I don't know, maybe like how he makes that, you know, is that like how he can strive for something, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe connects to traits that she does. She has not seen it yet, but
like your problem solving skills.
You never know. But yeah, okay. So I am going to go to. Do you guys want the?
Did you talk about your date?
I said mine. I said it's like when Manny was saying his. I was like, I like the one that is fun, something that I can outdo activities.
So yeah.
I can literally
ad lib, so I don't really focus on.
Oh my god! But yeah, I mean, I like stuff that is really fun. You know, where I can play. I'm kind of a playful person at some point, but yeah. So something very really really fun. I like that. But still, at the same time, not that we'll be like having so much fun, and then we're not having time to discuss and, like, you know, interact with each other, and get to know each other. Yeah, that's important. So, but just balance it. Yeah. Cool. Because if I'm in like a romantic date or in the movies, I feel like the tension would be just too much for me.
Yo! I mean, there is that people that have like to do stuff like high activity, and they are afraid of emotions. You know, it's that when things are, But I mean, that's just a theory. Just saying.
Our face has changed.
We'll.